Lord is with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Each year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the Feast of Passover. And when Jesus was 12 years old, they went up according to the festival custom. After they had completed its days, as they were returning home, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Thinking Jesus was in the caravan, they journeyed for a day, and they looked for him among their relatives and acquaintances, but did not find Jesus. They returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found Jesus in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them, asking them questions. And all who heard Jesus were astounded at his understanding and at his answers. When Jesus' parents saw him, they were astonished also. And his mother said to Jesus, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." And Jesus said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" But they did not understand what Jesus was saying. Jesus went down with them and went to Nazareth, and Jesus was obedient to them. And his mother kept all these things in her heart. Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and favor before God and all. Sisters and brothers, the gospel of the risen Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As I was considering this reflection tonight, I knew that I was going to begin my day at Juvenile Hall this morning, and the whole concept of what is family in the context of young people from 8 to 18 years old who are incarcerated. Whether their family was a nuclear family, a single parent family, a family that might have had dysfunction and even violence. And what do we say as church in that context? A few weeks ago, I had the privilege of, in my role as spiritual director for the gay and lesbian ministry for the diocese, we had a hearing session at a local high school. And the young people wanted to have a conversation about gay-straight alliances. And so there was about 80 people in the crowd, and among them was a mom and dad and two children, and then their daughter, who clearly had come out as a lesbian young woman. They clearly were at peace with their self-identity, the young people in this crowd, and they wanted to find a place in our church at a Catholic high school. How many of us know families that experience divorce or separation, annulments, families that are configured because someone has died and there's a widow in the family, or maybe both parents have died and now we identify ourselves as orphans. Several days ago, I was invited to celebrate a mass for a couple that were celebrating 60 years of marriage. What a blessing of time and faithfulness and family. And just a day or so ago, present at a woman who died at 103, who had been married for many years, but their family had dealt with her as a widow and now as orphans themselves. So we gather on this Feast of Holy Family, coming from different experiences in our own lives. We come with a nuclear family where there's a mother and father and 1, 2, 3, 7, 10 children. There are families that can't have children. There are couples that are yearning to adopt. And we come into this story, this place. Now we know from the Bible that Joseph loved Mary. But we know also historically that they were around 13 or 14 years old, which we would have considered illegal to get married in our culture and time. But in that time and place, where people got married at that age and died at 40 or 45, Joseph had planned on getting married to Mary. And then all of a sudden, they discovered that she is with child. And the Bible says that his plan was to divorce her quietly. He did not want to be embarrassed, the Bible says. But God's plan intervened, and in some voice of the heavens, he heard that he was to take Mary as his wife. And so he adopted Jesus. Jesus' holy family was not as typical as everyone wants to make it out. It also had its unique characters and persons. Now, we often forget in this place that there are shepherds. Now, the Bible doesn't tell us much stories about them, whether they were married or single, if they were widows, whether they were teenagers or elders. But we know that they had the privilege of greeting the newborn King Jesus. They were present to announce the good news that a child was born. A miracle of not only life, but also a miracle of faith. And so as we gather tonight as Holy Family Church on this Feast of Holy Family, I just invite us to ponder our various experiences of family. The first and second reading reminds us that family is about safety and faithfulness and caring for each other and creating that place, whether we are a nuclear family, a divorced, experienced family, a gay and lesbian family, a widowed family, an orphaned family. We are all called to be family in God's church and community. So as we continue with our liturgy tonight, I invite us to pray for all the families in the world, in all of their diversity, and all of their richness of family. When I asked the question to the young people this morning at Juvenile Hall, they clearly came out with that same biblical answer that a family should be a place of love and safety and acceptance. A place where whoever is the parent treats their loved one, their children, with respect and love. We live in a day where on a regular basis, in the news, some people in families kill one another. We wonder, how could this happen? We see parents harming and sometimes killing their children. We see in that negative dynamic, and we can claim, oh, what is going on with the world? But we can also see in those moments of pain and whatever happened at that moment, an invitation for you and I to live family. The values of the scriptures of this family, a family created by God. And a holy family is a family that invites God into that relationship, to those experiences, however we define ourselves as family. This holy family invited God so much into their lives that as a young woman, Mary, said, I do not understand this, but if it be your will, God, let it be. And this young man, who loved Mary so much but didn't know what was happening, planned one thing and said to the angel, "I will be with Mary and with this child who's about to be born." So we celebrate our family, your family, this church family, and we invite God to guide us that we might continue to create holy families, places of love and respect and dignity, places that says God is here, families that say all are welcome. So we just had Christmas. I'm not sure if all the people I gathered at your home was your best friends. You might have had some interesting and awkward conversations on Christmas. You might have avoided certain things because you know she or he do not talk about that. Christmas is a wonderful time to celebrate family, but it also can be a very difficult time. If someone has died a few months ago, that person has left a hole in the table. There's where and how is she? Or someone moved off to go to college or to work in another part of the world. We think of them. And nowadays we Skype them and we talk to them online. So as we approach New Year's, the invitation for us is, what can we do to make our family holy? How can we invite God into whatever is your experience of family? New Year's is that opportunity to let go of the past, whatever that hurt might be, whatever that pain might be, and begin again. To begin again like Mary and Joseph, and to say, we are open to you, O God. And in this place of family, Jesus was born. And in this place that we would consider a homeless shelter, or as the first reading says, and then the gospel reiterates, in the caravan where Jesus got lost, and he went off, and Mary and Joseph were frustrated, as any parent would be. Can you imagine losing your child for 3 days, let alone 3 minutes or 3 hours? Let alone if you, as Mary and Joseph, have some sense from the angels that this was not just a child, but a very special child. And you lost this child at 12 years of old, 3 days. I'm assuming many of you would lose your hair, and you'd be calling 911, and you'd be calling out a search party. But they were with each other as family, as a named family. They had all moved from to Bethlehem from their various places. This last summer when I was in Ireland, one of the dynamics of many places in the world, and especially before there was planes and cars and trains and all those things, is that a family lived very close to each other. They didn't travel far. And so you have a little area that's where the Ryans come from, and this area is where the Sullivans come from. And it wasn't just because of history, it was physical geography. People stayed in that area. And so in this story, the caravan was going from the various places, Nazareth, another place, to Bethlehem. They were going there because they had to register their name in the law of the land. And in that caravan, in that bigger family of the family of David, Mary and Joseph walked with Jesus. And it was in that family, the bigger family, that Jesus was lost. Somewhere in the spirit of Mary and Joseph, they trusted that Jesus was just playing with his other cousins, his other relatives, the other parts of the family. He must be okay. But on the third day, the Bible says they became anxious. Where is Jesus? They're looking for him all over the place. And they find him not in the playground, not in some awkward, weird, and strange place, but in the temple. And he was teaching the elders. Sometimes our children, our young people, are the ones that teach us about God and family. Sometimes it's our young people that teach us that somehow in this various gathered family, God is present. So we bring this Jesus' birth, the story of family, to this night, a night that we prepare to celebrate tomorrow night of New Year's. How can we make our family holy? How can we invite God into that place? How can we acknowledge that God is already there and it's already holy? We are not alone in this, and so we ask the Holy Family, Mary, Joseph, and Jesus, to accompany us in our families, however we've defined that and worked that out, and ask God to be present, and see God is present, and celebrate that God is present. Amen? Amen. And so, gathered by this Holy Family in the Scripture, we stand.